had in mind, an ambition far greater than merely wandering from theatre to theatre playing a series of humdrum parts. I planned to elevate the art of acting to the status enjoyed by the other noble arts, so that members of our honourable profession would no longer be frowned upon as a wicked race apart. I was, of course, endlessly mocked for such quixotic flights of fancy. That, however, changed forever in 1871.